Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Northwestern Division for today's weekly Fort Peck flow test call. Today's conference call is open to the public to provide information on the status of test flows from Fort Peck Dam to ensure compliance with the 2018 biological opinion. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for media reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-W. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines have been placed on mute. Be aware that the forced mute function may not work on all phones, so if I ask, please use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. Our speakers today include John Remus, Chief of the Missouri River Basin Water Management Division, Joe Bonneau, Manager of the Missouri River Recovery Program, and potentially Pat Brittan from the U.S. Geological Survey. With that, I'll hand it over to you, John.
Thank you, Arlene. Good afternoon, everyone. We'll get started here. A little bit of old business. last week, the question was asked, you know, how much more water would we be releasing with the test compared to without the test? And through mid-September, it looks like based on our current projections for runoff, it was about 390,000 acre feet. But again, we would work to rebalance that through the winter so that the net would be zero. I think Buzz Matlin asked that question last week. this week, we did start the test last week, last Friday. We began to ramp up. Today's May 1st. We should be reaching the peak flow or the targeted peak flow at Wolf Point today. Might take a little longer than that to get down there. And then we'll hold that through the weekend and begin, or through the rest of the week and begin coming down over the weekend. That's our plan. The current operations, we did have to do some spilling over the spillway to reach the peak. There was not enough water coming out of the Milk River, and we'd reached our capacity of the powerhouse. We did spill some this week for the peak. Next week, I said we'll be coming down. We may or may not be able to hit the 13,500 CFS target. Between the two peaks, where we have some generation limitations at the powerhouse, so that flow may be a little bit below that. We'll wait and see what happens over the next 3 to 7 days. That's all I have to report on our operations right now, so I'll turn it over to Joe or Pat to talk about the fish issues.
Okay, this is Pat Brighton. Are you on? If not, I'll start with some other things. Okay, it doesn't sound like Pat's on. I'll start with some other monitoring updates. Maybe you can join. Pat is the fish research biologist from USGS that does a lot of the telemetry work. And so ideally, I was going to have him give you an update from the river today. And his plan was to call in. So we'll see if he calls in. Otherwise, I have his slides. But so for some other updates, some of this you already know, but the other monitoring, the non-fish monitoring, and there's considerable effort on these non-fish monitoring efforts is well underway. The first round of LIDAR was collected before the test flow started. That's completed. The second round is done around the peak of the test flow. And so that is happening now. Physical surveys of water intakes, that is happening now, today and wherever along it takes them. Water quality monitoring, the additional water quality monitoring we're doing, the additional samplers we put out there, they're installed, they're collecting data, they're all out there now. The dam safety monitoring is ongoing. Everything was in place. So that's the update on the monitoring. We have everything that we had planned to have in place. At this point, we do. And as I've mentioned before, during a test flow like this, we are spending at least as a similar level of resources, more actually, on all these different types of physical and water quality surveys related to other concerns. The fish monitoring is ongoing. I just got a text from Pat, said he cannot get cell service from the bank where he is. So I'll give the fish update for him and use the slides that Pat sent. So this map you've seen before, it shows the telemetry receivers that are out on the river. And so these are passive receivers. The way they work, when a telemetered pallid sturgeon swims past them, it detects the fish. So this allows a lot more detections to occur without having to have crews in boats. We do both. There are crews out tracking fish in boats. They can get a lot more detailed information and end up actually identifying spawning locations. But in addition to that, because of this test flow, largely, we've bolstered this network of passive receivers. And so this map just shows where they're located. So as fish swim up the Missouri, swim up the Yellowstone, go back and forth, we have a pretty good handle almost in real time on what the fish are doing. Next slide, please. These graphs just show what's happening out there now. So as John mentioned, the test flow has started. It's actually about ready to hit the peak here in today-ish. And you can see that on these graphs, and it'll be coming back down over the weekend. And so in the Milk River, you can see the bottom left, it's not contributing anything really. So now the crews will be out there looking for how the fish respond to these flows on the Missouri without a Milk River contribution. So the next slide, if you could go to that, please, provides some highlights. So back the first week of April, so well before any of this started, there was manual tracking from the dam down to the Yellowstone confluence. So that reach of river where we're particularly interested in, and you can see there were, that effort detected 16 pallid sturgeon. 3 of those were wild, 3 were hatchery fish. Another sweep of the river, the April 15th, so also before this started, manual tracking, same stretch, 9 pallid sturgeon. So fish move around back and forth, move into the Yellowstone, move down river farther, move up the Missouri River. So you can see it changes a little bit. 3 new fish, so fish that were somewhere else, were detected entering the lower reach of the Missouri, so from the Yellowstone, April 15th to the 28th. And likely you know quite a bit about these fish. If Pat were on, he could probably tell you a little more about males, females, whatever, but one of the fish is a reproductive pallid sturgeon that was in the Wolf Point area. So a reproductive female pallid sturgeon means that it is a female pallid sturgeon with expected to spawn this year. So what folks are going to be watching for is what these fish and other fish do as a result of this initial peak. Do they swim up further? Do they swim up there closer to the dam and stay? Do they go their other direction? Are there other fish that move upstream, either from the Yellowstone or far down the Missouri, and move upstream? And what happens to the fish that were already up there? Do they stay? Do they creep a little closer to the dam? do they end up leaving? And so those are things that will be observed over the next coming weeks. So this is a very initial update. This is kind of the status of where fish were sitting in that stretch of the Missouri River before the test flow started. So they're now going to start reacting to what's happening on the river. So next time we'll try to figure out a way. So Pat, don't want to take him off the river, but Pat would be able to provide a little more insight, especially as we get into this, on what the fish are doing on a daily basis. So see what we can do to so that Pat can get in on these calls in the future. I don't think there was another slide from Pat. Eileen, is that the last one?
That's the last slide.
Yep. Okay, so that's okay. That's all the information I have.
All right, thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm. We will move to the question and answer session. I currently see that we have 58 callers on the line. Thank you everyone for joining us. To field questions from callers, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your phone or click unmute on your computer screen. If you have a question and are at your computer, if you can press, if you can put your hand up, there's a, should be a, just a symbol for a hand that you can raise. We'll go in order of, then North Dakota, and then we'll field questions by state in alphabetical order. Please state your name and the organization you represent or that you're representing yourself. With that, we will start with the state of Montana. And I see Buzz has his hand up. So Buzz, go ahead.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yep. Thanks, John, for the information, the question I asked last week. And a question this week, what's the mix of the discharge from the powerhouse and the spillway at the peak? Thank you. Over.
Mike, the other.
The powerhouse release is averaging about 12,500, and the remaining water is being released from the spillway.
Oh, about 3,500?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah. You get that, Buzz?
Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Any other state of Montana? Again, just raise your hand or come off mute to ask your question.
This is Mike Ames.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm with White Dock Land and Livestock south of Fraser there, and we put our pumps in the water back in about April 18th. We were irrigating our hay land over the last 10 days or so. We had a small shower yesterday of 2/10, and in anticipation to this rise, our guys pulled our pumps out of the river, just not knowing how much trash would come down the river, how much floating debris would get hung up on them. As soon as this rise is over, probably towards the end of the week, we'll have our pumps back in the river, and we'll go back to irrigating. I just wanted to make you aware that this irrigation season generally starts around April 15th and can go as late as October 15th for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions, state of Montana? Again, just come off mute or raise your hand and I'll call on you. All right, we'll move to the state of North Dakota. Okay, moving to Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota, Wyoming. Anyone we may have missed or final questions? John, I'll hand it to you to close the call.
Just want to thank everybody for calling in. Again, if you want to send us an email, send it to the water management email, and then there's always that website where you can post a picture or a comment if you see something that you want us to be aware of. One more call for any questions or comments or statements that anybody wants to make. Going once, going twice. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you again next week, same time, same place.
Thank you. That concludes today's call.